Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it Friday night. You've made it to the crew that is the Rat Pack of Poetry Radio. I'm the Dean Martin of the group, drinking till it hurts. And the godfather of the group, sitting on my left-hand side, he is the Frank Sinatra of the group. He is Michael Amade. Oh, yeah.
I was struggling to get the key there. Smooth. Something that I don't think he has a problem with.
And keeping an eye out for all of us, he is the Sammy Davis Jr. of the group.
That's horrible!
No, sorry.
Oh my God!
Hey, Sammy Davis, I actually think Sammy Davis Jr. was the most talented member of the group.
I would agree, but thank you for that, but oh my God.
I know. Sorry. I'm horrible.
Wow.
All right. So, we are World Poetry Open Mic. We're your weekly addiction, your poetry fix for spoken word art, and we are brought to you tonight by NatureBox. You saw them on the left-hand side of the screen as you came in. Click on them. Get some healthy snacks.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Avoid those ding-dongs that the banker is holding out. And I walked into a bank, and literally a banker handed me a ding-dong today. I'm like, what?
Well, maybe I'm like, no, he thanks. Was saying he... something about the people?
No, I don't know. I was I eat Nature Box.
Did you, did you grab it and go, man, I'm not a part of your system, and throw it on the ground?
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't feeling that rebellious. Anyway, so they're non-GMO. They have gluten-free stuff. They have just a ton of trail mix that will knock your socks off.
Trail mix that'll melt your face off.
There you go.
Probably would on that,
that's
too.
That's flaming hot trail mix.
Wow.
So, we're so good at selling things.
This is why we're professional salespeople.
Exactly. So check them out. Left-hand side of the screen. Just click on that. Go through. Make a couple orders. A lot of orders. And
many as you want.
And so we want to thank NatureBox.com for supporting the arts and bringing you this fine radio show. All right. How's your week been?
You know, my week's been really good. It's been a very, very busy week. We've got a lot of cool things going on as far as what we've got rolling out. We've got this awesome show we mentioned we brought up for the first time on the air last week called Radio Angry. We've done two episodes. We're going to do the third episode this next week. And then the week after...
We'll start posting.
It's launching. Yeah, it's going to be on artradiocollective.com, which is going through kind of a really cool transition that you will see right around that time as well. And so we'll have that up. We'll also have some more updated cool stuff for J. Todd's Basement.
Yes.
And we've got a couple new podcasts that are moving to. I mean, I was talking to JT earlier today. This is going to be one of the times we can look back and a couple years from now and saying, you know, remember that 6 month, 7 month period where we were just creating everything we could and just kind of trying to see what worked. And and that's kind of what we're in right now. So we're really excited about where everything's going. However.
And then last week was phenomenal.
100th
anniversary of the Curtis Arts Center.
Uh-huh.
And
you owned it, brother.
Oh, you did. You really did. I give props to all those other poets, but absolutely. Man. You were just so comfortable.
It
was amazing.
I couldn't believe you took your pants off on stage.
He's like, yeah, make yourself at home.
And Joe out at the Curtis Arts Center, they are amazing people.
Absolutely.
Every time I get together with them, it's like spiritual enlightenment.
Wow.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Can we make that happen more often for all of us? Maybe we can bring some candy too, so we can have enlightenment and candy, which basically is exactly what I would like to end my weeks with. You know, it helps me de-stress when I become enlightened and have some candy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Sure.
Everybody's looking at me like they think I'm full of crap right now.
Well, you know, we need to move on to the rules.
We do.
Okay. Right. We do poetry here, 1 to 3 minutes long. We'll go a little bit longer if need be. And we want a PG-13 or better. No X-rated poetry, no F-bomb. This is a family show.
This is a family show. Now, can I address the thing that we kind of had happen this week and everything really quickly?
Well, yeah, if you want to.
Because I feel like this is an appropriate place and we can mention it. Okay, so as everybody who listens to the show knows, we're totally about not censoring poets. We want it to be a very organic thing where you feel like you can share. However, you know, we had some poetry last week, which, I mean, is totally fine. We're not actually knocking the poetry at all, but it made some people who are listening, who have their families listen with them and things, a little uncomfortable. And so we actually had thought about it, and we were talking about it last week as well, and we had a few poets reach out to us. So what we've decided we're going to do is, if you have more erotic-themed poetry, more blue-themed poetry, what we're going to try this week, see if it works, is we're going to do a last segment that is World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
World Poetry After Dark.
After Dark. And what that would be is, that's when you can share that poetry. And that way, that lets everybody know who's listening to the show. It's a definitive end of the World Poetry Open Mic show. And we just do another segment that is that. So they can turn off their show. Or they can turn off the show if they don't want to hear that material. And then we'll have it as a download. That'll be a separate download.
And we're trying it this way. And if it grows and becomes its own show, it becomes its own show.
J. Todd is very excited about the concept for some reason of having a show of all blue poetry. No, I'm not exactly sure why. He's pumped. He's freaking pumped.
Van Gogh go through a blue phase?
Van Gogh went through a blue phase. So did the Smurfs, actually.
They did.
Which is nothing but a blue phase.
Yeah, that's basically, you know what, we're talking about a blue show. That is the blue show.
We could call it the show in blue phase.
then we would almost be a blue man group.
Okay, this is why we get mail.
Sorry. My apologies to the blue man group. I do actually enjoy your music.
Relations nightmare waiting to happen.
Now this epic opening is coming to a close. We're going to start some music. You're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
That's
720-240-9766 or WPOM.
That's right.
Call in now.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous, but hey, there's a first time for everything.
I am the king of the world! I'm a bad man! I took up the world!
I'm out of control! I think I'm going crazy! I'm out of my mind! You can see it in my eyes. I feel the love in all your faces. I feel the love, think I'm going crazy. I think tonight we're both the soul. Oh yeah, I think I'll overload. I'm going crazy. I'm a man.
I'm gonna be you in all of these spaces. I'm gonna be you. I think I'm going crazy. I'm going for love. I'm out of my mind. Oh yeah. I think I'm going crazy. I'm a bad man. I stopped the world. I'm a crazy man. All of the confusion to make for the both of us. Get out of my town tonight. I'm a bad man. I'm sick of the world. I'm a crazy man. I'm going crazy. I'm going crazy. I'm a bad man.
What are you waiting for? Now's the perfect time to call 720-240-WPOM at 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
We are at the Hall of Justice, and we have a family gathering underway.
Holy cow.
Some old, some new, some that have disappeared for a long time.
I am really excited about this. This is awesome.
I'm manic.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I did see you down in that bag full of sugar before the show.
That was cashews.
They were cashews?
From naturebox.com.
Oh, okay. So it's natural.
Yes.
Natural cashews without the sugar, without the high fructose corn syrup randomly for no reason added into the cashews.
There you go.
All right. It is really weird, but it happens.
Yes, it does happen. All right. We do poetry here as well as food talk. Anyway. Yes,
satire.
Food satire. There we go. All right. On the line, our first caller, as usual, she is from Pennsylvania. Her name is Ellie.
Hello, Ellie. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can.
Hi, Jay Todd. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Ellie.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice again.
Oh, man, what a family reunion we're having tonight. I'm telling you, 11 of the best callers in the whole wide world.
Just for the first segment.
Just for the first segment.
Yeah.
And you get to lead us off.
Huh?
And you get to lead us off.
Yes, as usual. I don't know how. It always seems to happen that way, but it's wonderful.
It's not a mystery. I think you just own it, Ellie.
Hit those buttons as quick as possible.
I did sort of dial in, didn't I?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I wonder how Michael Jordan's just better than everybody. Could it be the 3 hours he stays after practice to work more?
Yeah.
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 And that's you, Ellie. You work hard.
Yeah. Well, it's fun, though. It's what I love, so I don't even think of it as work. But anyway, tonight I have two poems. The second one's going to be a cover poem for a poet who passed away recently.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that second. But the first one I have is a love sonnet, and a little intro is my favorite poet in the entire world is Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Nice.
And I just love her sonnets. And so this sort of has a little taste of her in it, I think. It's called Beyond Compare, a love sonnet.
All right.
Floral abundance, intoxicating, lilac, roses, lavender, air-scented, garden's enchantment this May Day in spring, for none as thy love this heart so desires. For which of these beauties shall I compare? Is not thy kiss soft as this petaled rose, your touch heady as lilac-scented fair? You, my love, my jardin, my sweet repose. Yet glory's floral fades in autumn's light, winter's farewell kiss upon rose's brow. Then a fond adieu as swallows take flight, or bear a snow-covered heavy-laden bough. Yet our blossoming love eternal last, for passion's ever light upon us cast.
Well done, Ellie.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a poet on All Poetry, and his name is Randy Williams. He's 53 years old, and he just passed away with cancer on May the 12th. And I wanted to do a cover poem of one of his. And also, you mentioned that Dennis is going to do the same when he comes on.
The same poem or just cover him?
Huh?
I was being funny. Yeah. I said the same poem or is he just going to do a cover of him?
Yeah, I'm going to read one of his poems.
All right. Cool.
Okay. It's called My Lord and Savior. On the All Poetry, his name is Randandy. My Lord and Savior bore on high, unto my bosom I bequeath, to rid thee of thine enemies, unto your feet put them beneath. It shall not be mine a vengeance, my Lord and Savior bore on high, yet to serve thee as a warrior, to smite the head of Satan's lie. Fearing not the valley of death, for I know that thou art with me. My Lord and Savior bore on high, yet show now lamp that I may see. To serve thee in this life I quest, or on high the cross I shan't deny. until my last breath sets me free, my Lord and Savior bore on high. And he wrote that in 2012, and it was giving me chills when I read it.
Wow.
Randandy, well done. Ellie, well read.
Yeah. Well, just to ask for prayers for his family that they find comfort.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? We can be sad for ourselves, but it sounds like he knew where he was going, and we should be joyous for him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then when I read this poem, I thought, oh, how prophetic, you know. And so anyway, I was just wanted to share that, and hopefully maybe some of his family members are listening and are comforted, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, guys, I was glad to hear all the, you know, you guys came to the, you know, the conclusion that we all pretty much felt that it's a PG-13 show for families, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
That's cool. And I like that After Dark thing, you know, for those who want to listen in.
Yes, exactly.
It works. Works for everybody, right?
We're going to play a lot of smooth jazz.
There you go. For those listening at home, the views of Michael Amade are his and his only. They do not represent World Poetry Open Mic.
You got to get into some of that real smoky New Orleans jazz.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting all the poetry and starting to read them in a very, very attractive accent.
Yeah, that's not attractive, Michael.
All right. Thank you, Ellie. Right. Thanks so much, Ellie.
You're welcome. God bless you, and I'll be listening. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Awesome. We love you, Ellie.
Love you, too. Bye.
That's how it's done, Ellie. Showing the way.
Great start. Awesome. Huh? What a great start. And you know what? You know what can just take this show and just push it farther into the stratosphere?
What?
So another one of our long-term, in fact, our longest supporter.
Our longest supporter.
Which is pretty incredible, and he's an amazing poet himself.
He is.
It is Dennis from the Mitten State. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, Mr. Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I'm glad to be on tonight. I have a couple poems to share with you. The first one is a poem by our fallen poet, Randy Williams.
All right.
He was a really good poet and a friend. And I'd like to share with you his poem. The title is Gaze Upon the Stars, and it's written in the quatern form.
All right.
To gaze upon the stars at night, my eyes drift among the glory, to witness wonders they have seen before man could tell his story. A blessing to behold it is to gaze upon the stars at night, where heaven's gate awaits us all. Beyond that gate lives holy light. In awe of all thy hands have made, yet none to your son can compare. To gaze upon the stars at night reminds me he waits for us there. Thankful I am for your blessings. Such beauty I hold in my sight. Of such love I am confessing. To gaze upon the stars at night.
Wow, he was a fine writer. I don't think I got the privilege of knowing him while he was here with us. Wished I had.
Yeah, I wish I'd had talked to him more often. His name is Randy Williams. He wrote under the pen name of Randandy at allpoetry.com.
Ah, he's going to be missed.
Yes, he is. My second poem tonight is one I've written. The title is Regarding Coats.
All right.
A coat is a facade, an outer vesture that may or may not reflect the inner image of the person who wears it. a grand coat may be cloaking a scoundrel, while a humble threadbare coat may be worn by a noble, honest person who values integrity and shuns deceit and vanity. Much like a mask we may wear to hide our true feelings, a coat may be picked to promote a favorable image rather than the essence of the wearer. As a book should not be judged by its cover, neither should we be unduly influenced by the magnificent threads of a fine coat, but by the fabric of character of the person wearing that garment.
Wow. Another
thank
strong
you.
Write from Dennis in Michigan.
Dennis, thank you, sir. And thank you for your work this week, but I also want to say thank you so much for being such a, not just a supporter of the show, but a real contributor to the show and a real member of the family here. And thank you very much for everything, sir.
And I appreciate all you do and the responsible way you handle this show. It is appreciated by us all, and keep on keeping on, and may God bless you all.
Oh, he always does, doesn't he?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a wonderful night.
You're welcome.
All right.
Wow.
Well, this is a good way to start an evening, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So
the only way we can make it better is if we're to hear from somebody from, say, like Virginia or something.
Someone from Virginia. I mean, you're thinking of maybe someone like Siddhartha, perhaps.
Possibly, if she could call in.
Siddhartha, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
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 And that's about
comment allez-vous?
No, I don't speak that either.
Whatever. How are you? That's all it means. Comment allez-vous? How are you? Whatever.
We're good. How are you?
I'm très bien. Thank you. Very well.
Oh, awesome.
I'm glad you clarified that meant, meant very
well.
Well,
you know, I mean, that middle school education has to count for something, right? Like a couple little words. You got to use them somewhere.
Exactly. Well, it's true. You know, one of the things I got really good at in middle school was I actually found ways to replicate hall passes. So I actually was selling them to people. I was
go
very industrious.
To the clinic, right?
Yes,
and really sneak out and like do bad stuff.
Yes.
Well, I never really did. Actually, I would go to the library and learn. That was a really funny thing.
Hey, way better. Excuse me.
Bad stuff. Yeah, bad stuff. I wore a leather jacket while doing it, though.
And a pack of Lucky Strikes rolled up in your sleeve, right?
Just to feel good with myself.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Oh, no.
So you
guys are having fun tonight. I like that.
Always
we
do.
Are, and,
we
you know,
always have
I
fun.
I'm glad you called us tonight.
I love to hear it. And you guys are bringing that stuff over here to Virginia soon, yes?
Yeah. You know, barring anything unforeseen like losing a job or something, we are going to come out there and...
You're going to bring those folks over here, yes?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Bring it on. As Seal says.
Yes.
I mean, he had the song, honestly. I mean, he had the song, but, I mean, the words are good.
One heck of a singer.
Yes.
One heck of a singer.
Heck yeah. Oh, my God. Exquisite, exquisite exhibit of a person.
Yes.
Yes.
So, you got some poetry for us?
Well, I do, and I hope it's okay with you. I've never shared anything like this before on your show, so it'll be new. Today is, what, May 16th?
Yes.
And I wrote this on May 4th of 2014, this year. And there's something I don't typically do, a tiny preface, and it's a tiny bit longer poem than I usually read, if that's okay with you.
It's okay as long as it's PG-13 or better.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
It's in memoriam for my Uncle Eddie.
Oh, by all means.
All right.
By all means.
Okay. May 4th, 2014. After an exhaustive and unfulfilling search, I was unable to locate sadly, an obituary this eve for my dearest Uncle Eddie Pierce, whom I truly adored. And at this hour, as the grandfather clock chimes another 15 minutes of time in this countryside of the old Virginia landscape, I'm reminded of a time when he traversed this earthen trail, this path with us. May 4th, 1997 is the title of the poem. On this day, many a year back, dearest uncle, I was sat within that town, Richmond, Virginia, bearing down. When the alarm came in, that one of my dearest of kin had tragically taken the path over. It was just light of 1 year or so when your nephew, Pierce was born. He spoke to me once out in Marshall, Virginia. You loved his touch. He said, please remember the ambiance. At the tender age of 7, I was so surprised that he would surmise such a word. Its meaning at his age surprised me, such beauty of the day. Later that year, and yes, I have spoken of this before, yet hear me out once again, please. At this tender age of 7, romper-rooming on the family's property, Pierce found a stunning celadon luna moth. He swiftly looked at me and stated, Mommy, we must take him to the garden stone. I followed, as I am apt to do. You see, these wee young lasses and lads are newer still, often knowing more than we. But yes, from our lad's 7-year-old request, we placed La Lune moth upon the stone to the garden's entrance. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Then he swiftly instructed, Mommy, take out your lighter now and let this creature's soul free. I could not subside. His will I did abide and set La Luna moth free of earth and realm. He slowly falling to ashes. In my son's eyes, I saw an understanding beyond will. An angel still he is to me. So magically has been our time in Marshall, Virginia, my grandparents' land. And today, in loving memory, dearest Uncle Eddie Pierce, feel our plea for your ever-loving guidance. As now you dance amongst the stars within heaven, in dream sleep I am blessed to have heard your voice after your passing. You have always and kindly said, you are a good mother. Blessed be, my dear uncle, in your eternal sleep. And as you say to my offspring, please watch after your mother and father. We are one. Blessed be.
Very well written.
Wow. Wow.
Well done. Well done.
Siddhartha, wonderful piece.
Thank you. And it's a true story. And I just read it this month. And my uncle Stuart, my dad's one of 8 children. And we lost my uncle Eddie so far. But he was 49 camping in Texas. I just got an email from my dad. He snuck it to me. I didn't even know. I watched the eulogy and everything happen, but he was only 49 years old. It's very sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was camping with friends in Texas, and he had a ranch there after he retired. And a lovely man was he, and it was 1997, many years ago. But I was touched by my uncle's swords. Photograph of him, so I tried to look him up and couldn't find him. So I wrote that in honor of him and our memories of a lovely man.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
That's wonderful.
Well done.
Siddhartha, thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing back from you every week. You bring such a great light to the show.
Thank you, and I can't wait to have you over here, you guys. Come on over. Skip on over anytime.
All right, awesome. We will skip all the way to Virginia. Thank you, Sidartha. I'm sure we won't get stopped and beat up on the way.
There you go.
Bring it on, man. We will take care of you, too. And we'll go to the Poe Museum or whatever you want to do when you're here.
I'll get ready to put on 10 pounds and be happy about it.
That's right.
Heck yeah, I'll take you to Penny Lane Pub. That's a great place. All right. You'll love it.
We'll do it. We'll
Thank
do
you,
it.
Sidartha. We love you.
All right. Love you too, honey. Thank right. you.
Bye.
Sidartha.
Honor.
From Virginia. Wow.
We've got so many great poets to call into this, don't we?
Yes.
All right. So now.
Who's next on our list?
Now we've got on the air, we got the troublemaker. But the guy who helps push things forward, he's one of those guys Steve Jobs talks about, the innovators and the crazy ones.
Oh.
But we love the poet. We love his work, and we're really thankful to have him.
You really did great.
Corey.
Another strong member thank of you. The family.
Corey, are you there, sir?
What's up, guys?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, brother.
All right, so before I read tonight, I have something I would like to say, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
Sure.
So... last week, my poem was one of the more explicit poems. So to anybody on the show that may have been offended or had children who may have been offended, I do apologize. I just wanted to put that out there.
No, it's all good. You know, this is how we learn. We're literally inventing this as we go. So thank you very much for enlightening us.
Yeah, you've helped us figure this out. I mean, really, we see you know, your poetry. Want you to be able to share it, and I think the fact that was on the air and the fact that some people had the reaction, it's been very, very good. And now we know how to handle it in the future. I appreciate that very, very much, sir.
And both ends, all ends were handled very well. So thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm definitely supportive of our late night edition. That's all I can say.
You're going to be calling back during that, I take it.
I will be calling back.
All right.
I have one for that segment.
All right. Well, we're going to make some grilled cheese sandwiches and turn the lights down low.
What the hell is that?
Wow.
I'm just screwing around. That sounds rather
seductive. It does. It grilled does. Cheese is very spicy.
All right. So my poem tonight, I wrote actually today. This is a new piece for the show tonight.
Awesome.
And it's called Her.
All right.
In spite of our past, we've overcome, found each other only to become one. With a beautiful boy, I'll call my own and eventually invite you both into our new home. To create a life by your side, trouble will come and go like the ocean's tide, but here I'll stand along for the ride as our two hearts begin to collide. A heart seemingly made of gold, a beautiful heart, too warm, one so cold. A life together, can we grow old? And a beautiful son we shall mold. Before I came, a father he had not received the pleasure, but I'll hold him close, every moment I'll treasure. And up to the best of fathers, I'm sure I'll measure. A family will be just us together. You've taken my hand, so now we'll see just what exactly us three can be. Just one big happy family. You've taken my hand, so now we'll see.
Well done, my brother.
Hey, great job, man.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting me read once again. And, you know, good luck to the rest of the people who are going to read tonight, especially my boy Lloyd. Good luck, bud.
He's coming up a couple poets from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, number 7.
That's it. You got it.
Number 7.
All right, Corey. Hey, thanks so much, man. Really, it's such an honor, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, please keep contributing every week. And we look forward to hearing from you a little bit later.
Exactly.
I'll be there.
For World Poetry After Dark.
All right, man. Cool. Thanks so much.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Wow.
So here we go.
We're just killing it tonight.
They're killing it. We're just hanging out listening. Yeah. It's kind of like we got a cool seat. We got a cool, like, kind of front row seat for this.
There we go.
Now, our next poet.
Front row seat for the end of the world. I'm just saying.
That's the very last segment.
Oh, okay.
Let that be the very last thing. Thank you very much.
Well done, Mike.
Yeah, I feel very, very proud of myself for that waist-deep analogy there. Okay, so let's go to our next caller. Poet, too. Yes.
First-time caller from, I believe, New York. Please welcome Theodora.
Theodora. Hello, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you joining our family.
Yeah, it's my first time, so I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
You're going to do great. What do you have for us?
It's a poem called Orange Soda, and it is certainly rated PG-13 or better, I guess.
Thank you. it's
just a short poem, probably about like 2-3 minutes long. It's designed to be read at a poetry slam.
Oh, great.
And, yeah.
Okay, well, whenever you're ready.
All right. So here's Orange Soda. To my boyfriend in the 5th grade, I'm sorry I broke up with you after only a week. It's just that I don't like orange soda, and so I didn't want your orange soda. And the thing is, if you think I want an orange soda, then this just isn't going to work. See, I think a lot about my future. 5th graders can think about their future, I assure you, and I am sure my thoughts and feelings and plans have certainly changed, but I know. If you're going to buy me an orange soda without asking me first if I even like an orange soda, then what if you never ask me about anything I like? There's only so long before it's the thought that counts becomes, you really didn't think about me, did you? I know it's just an orange soda, but it is also so much more than that. Love is a liquid that fills you and makes your heart jump and race in a rhythm that defies a logic that even the carbonation process can't explain. But like those bubbles, it rushes and gushes with flushing cheeks and pulsing lips, and your brain teems with the carbonated thoughts of what ifs, and you don't care what Mr. Wonka said or the gym teacher spying on you thinks. You don't want to come down from this fizzy, lifting drink. But thrust me into a world made of your orange soda and never even ask me if I like it, and you poured us into that glass too quickly. Nothing fits. Nothing stays. It just runs right over and into the plates and silverware, and that's no way to keep this house clean. You can't even tell if the glass is half full or half empty, and then we would have nothing to talk about. The only option when it comes to soda is that it is just right. To my boyfriend in the 5th grade, I want you to find your orange soda lover, and I want you to have orange-stained mustaches and orange-coated tongues, and maybe you'll buy stock in the orange soda manufacturing company. You love each other that much. But me? I'm looking for a cola. Someone with that caramel coloring on the inside, made of mysteries, made of darkness, that makes you ask questions, that makes you like asking first. Thank you.
Wow.
That was great. I liked that.
And I like the euphemism.
Thanks, guys.
Orange soda crush. It was very good. Well done. Not wasted either.
You made me spit my strawberry soda all over the wall.
It's an interesting pattern in here now.
Yes. And my grape knee-high pales in comparison to orange.
Well, your
soda.
Grape knee-highs always are the highlight of the show on this side.
Theodora, you guys liked it.
We did
thank
very
you.
Much. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome to call anytime. Thank you for joining our family.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me. I look forward to calling you guys again.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Awesome. New members of the family?
New members? Is expanding ever? It's like a universe?
Like my waistline is expanding?
Well, if you put down those cashews.
Yes. Well, no.
Right.
It's not because of the nature box. It's because of that ding-dong that the banker
gave. See, I told you.
did the banker force you to eat the ding-dong?
Pretty much.
He's like, you eat this or no account for you.
Exactly. Or we foreclose everything.
Wouldn't it be great if he actually wasn't a banker? He was just a guy who stands inside and tries to feed people ding-dongs.
That would be great. So what we got next?
We have Debbie.
Debbie.
Debbie. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Debbie, welcome to our show.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Glad to have you back.
I have also a dedication that I want to read tonight. I want to dedicate it to my Aunt Beverly and Rand Dandy, who both passed away on May 12th.
Oh, wow.
I also want to dedicate it to Titus, who has been very comforting to me and it really helping me and all the friends that have helped me.
Oh, yeah. Titus is amazing, isn't
Dennis
he?
Dennis and you name
Dennis?
It.
Dennis, yeah.
Okay, Debbie, well, whenever you're ready.
All right. It's called Heaven's Liquid Gold. Wheat grows tall, The sky is divine, so peaceful and serene as the Lord pours his liquid gold. We praise each miracle gladly. We thank him with our hearts. He blesses the heaven and earth. Gladly we thank him. Gladly we thank him. Henceforward, there is sudden calm. Wheat grows tall. The sky is divine as it sweeps heaven's sky. Sweet Jesus fills our hearts and soul. Songs and hymns sing his praise. For God created all we see. As his son died, he cleansed our sin. Our tears are pennies from heaven. As his son died, as his son died, he cherished love, speaks soft to us. Wheat grows tall, wheat grows tall, the sky is divine. Tearful eyes he will dry. He deserves our praise and our love. Listen, for he is wise. Nothing like his love can compare. Seek him and heaven's gold is yours. Nothing like his love, nothing like his love. Accept him, your Father above.
Well done, Debbie.
Thank you. I wrote that, I think, yesterday. Nice. So that is new.
Very well nice done. Piece. Well very done. Well done.
Very well written.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Don't ever quit calling our show. I really enjoy your stuff.
I'm glad you do, you know. I've been off work for the past couple of weeks because I'm suffering as well. And I also like to dedicate this to my sweetie who was just diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh, all right. Do you want to say his name?
Pete Hayden.
Pete Hayden. Our prayers are with Pete as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, too, for having me.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
That's World Poetry Open Mic. Call in, share your poetry. Now, we've got some more in line. Stay, if you haven't made it through, we're going to do another segment, so stay with us. Right now, we're going to go to Lloyd, who's on the line with us. Lloyd.
I accidentally just hung up on Lloyd.
What? Lloyd? You're going to call back in the
Lloyd,
second
if you're
segment.
Listening, I'm sorry, man. I got you.
Well, it's because you couldn't wait to get to the next caller.
Actually, what it was I was trying to end the call with Debbie, and she did it right before us, so it switched.
It adjusted on the screen.
Right as I hit the button. So, Lloyd, I'm sorry, man.
You're going to have to call back during the next segment.
We'll get you in, Lloyd.
Who do we have next?
So then, in that case, we have Mr. Lewis.
Lewis. Welcome, Lewis, from Savannah, Georgia.
Lewis, are you there, sir?
There, how you doing? Last time I talked to you.
Oh, doing good. How are you doing?
Well, let's say I had one of them weeks. Felt a little bit like Lot's wife in the Bible back in the Old Testament. I should have kept the eyes on the behind in front of me instead of looking back at my own behind while the good master up yonder set it afire.
Yeah.
All in all, I'm doing okay, though.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Got a little bit of something from the genre of what you might call the Christian macabre for you.
Christian macabre.
Yeah.
So praise and gothic mixed. Love it.
You're right. Praise and gothic flange, you might say.
Nice.
Joan Crawford, the Raven Phoenix, has come forth. Alas, the light archangel from glory is cast out. And Lucifer has fallen, and he is serpentine without a doubt. And Adam is too clever for him. So Lucifer seeks to deceive the mother of the living, our own sweet mother Eve. Turn this here. And all is lost. Set forth the hounds of hell, Eden now gone. And Lucifer triumphant, hear him sing his morbid song. And Cain and Abel born, and Abel did surely die. And Cain expelled to live and nod. The war begins to nigh. For Seth comes forth, and battles wars, the bloodshed becomes the rage. Elijah at Mount Carmel. The Battle of the Age. Jehovah versus Molech. Who is God? And who is the lie? Elijah's Christ is proven. The Antichrist must die. As Ahab as his and his Jezebel, the wicked king and queen, do as the Cain before them, their evil song do sing. As mothers offer children to Molech's evil flame, those two protect and serve as then so now, do protect and serve but their own name. And now I ask, I do inquire, is it that Mother Eve would have attempted to murder Abel, and that dear family grieve? Could a shadow pass from that beginning of innocent of known time? For vengeance doth belong to Yahweh. Yet quoth the Karmalingo, karma is mine. The raven and the phoenix now coexist as one, and rule the night and day, the moon and yes, the sun. The Queen of Spades has risen. The sky, she wails from shore to shore. One word, the fiery ebony. It is the nevermore. Thank you.
There is a lot to ponder in that poem.
There is.
Holy
there really
cow.
Is.
Brother.
It was my privilege, brother.
Oh. Always.
In Christ's
school.
Name and love, God bless and keep the faith.
Thank you. God bless and keep the faith.
You're
as
welcome.
Well. Share it, too.
Wow.
Lewis.
That was incredible.
Very, yes.
Oh, I need to recover.
How do you follow up Lewis?
Well, you do in a certain way with having the return of someone who used to call into the show a lot and had to step away from a bit. This is someone we love very much. He actually was even at
the
he was even
ever.
At our first ever live event last year.
Yes.
We have Veronica on the line. Veronica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome back, my poetic sister.
Hey, it's the prodigal poetess return.
Ah, yes, yes you have. But we're glad you have.
Yes, I've been really struggling with learning how to speak again.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So
you had
bear with me as I lisp through the poem slightly. I'm getting better.
No worries.
That's okay.
All right. Well, I have a piece I've written called Tread Lightly.
All right.
All right. You guys ready for it?
Yes, we are.
Always.
All right. Swirling in my head's a theme. Inside the living, there's a scheme. Patterns slap me in the face. Life is beauty and it's grace. Words bend, flex, and color truth. Puzzling me since my own youth. Each has his own rendition in accord with ambition. Claims to have life figured out. Man declares there can be no doubt. At one time the world was flat. There goes their truth with a splat. Catching glimpses over time, a picture forms, it's born in rhyme. Gently stoked, words can ignite, leading to some deep insight. As the word wick starts to glow, I glimpse some pieces of life's show. Tantalizing clues come forth, pointing to my own true north. Galaxies in DNA move to see in a brand new way. Fractal patterns connect all life, calling me to forego strife. I am you, and you are me. We are no different than a tree. We're particles in motion, not the drop, but the ocean. Living sparks within a rock connect to me and I take stock. Gossamer threads reflecting light, adding to my new insight. Everywhere I step is me, sentient being meant to be free. We are all in life's embrace. I see you in my own face. Links between all life laid bare, it teaches me to give my share. Connections shine so brightly, I know I'm not tread lightly. Thank you.
Wow. This is really good.
Veronica, you still got it. I don't care what you say about lisping. You can't even tell. It was amazing poetry.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're so happy to have you back.
I'm so happy to be back. I'm so glad you guys are keeping on and lots of people calling in. I love having you there and I'm really glad to be back.
Awesome.
And Veronica, we're going to have another World Poetry Open Mic event in about 3 months, maybe 4 months from now.
Yes. And you're welcome to come join us.
We would love to have you if you're available to.
3 or 4 months, yeah. I'm sure I will be available.
Okay. Beautiful. We'll give you plenty of notice, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you, Veronica.
All right. You guys have a beautiful rest of your night, and I'm going to keep on listening. And hey, I might even tune in for this. What is this? Late night after dark.
Just three guys, normal guys, hanging out on a couch in bathrobes, drinking white wine. Nothing weird.
Nothing weird about that at all. That's
the part where I get scared.
No.
Okay, Veronica. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great night. Thanks again.
You too. Thank you.
Wow.
She might have something to call back with after
she
too.
She might. Now, okay, I'm going to throw something out because I've been seeing, I think, him calling back. Lloyd, if you're listening, I am really sorry for dropping you. So, when we start this next segment, we have two more callers. When we start the next segment, if you'll call in, I'll make a point. Once we get you, I will put you number one because I dropped you. Okay? Yes. So, just wait until the next segment. Lloyd, I will get you up there. I'm sorry about that. And we also have a lot of people calling, and if you're listening, just give us a few minutes.
Right.
We'll have another segment. I think we're going to have another huge segment coming up, guys.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be all great.
Right. Really, so, it's amazing. Now, you know what would make this next segment awesome? It would make it more awesome is the Rock and Roll Cowboy.
Yeah, he would. God, I wish he'd call.
Yeah, you know what? He's on the line right now.
What?
Holy. Are you there?
Hello.
Sir?
Hey,
Dale.
I'm here. I have not gone anywhere. I'm right here.
Excellent. Thank you for holding out with us.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Enjoying the poetry tonight.
I know. It's been a great show so far, man.
What great callers.
What great poets. No, some great dedications, too. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. So, okay. So, I remember one day a couple weeks ago. It's called Hell in My Bones. Even though I've seen the light, it's a little bit of a spiritual piece from me.
All right.
So, unstable intuitions sometimes lead my intentions into confusion, causing the water under the bridge to rise and wash it out. Gut reactions become insecure when the fire of compassion turns cold as ice due to frozen anxieties. Lord knows I'm not perfect, even though I've tried walking on water, only to end up drowning while taking innocent swimmers down with me. With age has come wisdom, and now I know my place is along the shoreline, being a pillar of faith in the community of humanity. That doesn't stop me from giving in to the temptation of testing the calm seas, only to create rough waters. I know deep down there is hell in my bones, so I thank God that Jesus' blood runs through my veins. There you go.
Nice.
Well done.
Hello?
Wow.
You thought there was nothing. There's a special button I have to hit for you to be able to hear us rather than everybody else.
Yeah.
So you heard dead silence. Dale, we have nothing to say to you.
No, it's no, never like that.
That was good. That was great, man.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Boy, I never said. You're not good or bad.
No. That was really good. That was really good.
You silenced the room.
No, that was excellent, Dale. Thanks so much, and man, it's just great having you contribute every week.
Thank you. And by the way, I want to say one thing. I know the next caller behind me is a good friend of mine, Renee Martin, because we've been talking on Facebook while we're waiting.
Oh, great!
Nice.
And I know it's the first time, so I just want to wish her luck. All right. And she has some great poetry. I'm wishing her luck on her first read.
That you sounds know. Great. Okay, well, we're gonna get to Renee then, Dale. But thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Awesome. That was the Rock and Roll Cowboy. And we just to let you know, Michael goes through this thing. When he hears a really good poem, he's kind of like one of those ghosts that gets startled and kind of falls over. So that's why he was slow on the uptake with the
bike. I also do that when I have food I really like. If I see an attractive girl, I just pass out and fall over.
Yes.
It really hamstrings my social life.
Well, that and a myriad of other things. But yes, that kind of hamstrings your social life.
I'm kind of working with a handicap, as it were.
Oh. Yes.
I always make this sound right before. You can see that it made life very hard for me in high school.
Yes, wow. I sure did.
All right, let's actually go to someone with some intelligence here.
Please.
We have a first time caller on the line. We have Renee. Renee, are you there?
Oh, I sure am.
Oh,
sorry.
Welcome aboard, Renee.
How are you?
What?
How are you doing?
I am doing well, and how are you, gentlemen?
We're doing great.
We're a little crazy tonight, but that's all right.
I guess so, especially for the late night thing, huh?
Oh, you know, that's going to be fun, too. It might be a train wreck.
I think everybody's really scared about what I'm going to say. I might be banned from actually being on that segment.
Oh, never, never.
Well, Renee, what do you have for us?
I have something I wrote. It's called Why the Cricket Calls.
Excellent. Right. Whenever you're ready.
Shut up. It's called Why the Cricket Calls. Underneath a mushroom cap, hidden in the leaves, lies a sleeping cricket who dreams of honeybees. She hears her wings above her head, making dreamy sounds, and she dreams she flies with them when her sleep becomes sound. When evening falls and coolness comes to wake her nighttime world, she jumps and jumps into the air, making her wings whirl. But to no avail does she fly like the bees she adores. So she learns to sit contently strumming wings on forest floors. So be it cold or be it warm, her wings call through the night to tell the little honeybees sweet dreams and do sleep tight. That's it.
<Ta-da>. Renee, that was great.
Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. We've been so blessed with the segment. Renee, what a great way to end this. This is actually one of the biggest segments we've had.
It is the biggest segment.
It was supposed to be 11 callers. It was 10 because of my itchy trigger finger here on Skype. But
that's all right.
But
Renee's going to call back during the break. Wonderful. We're going to be good.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Renee. Don't quit calling us.
Yeah, please call.
Yeah, we love your work.
I will. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while.
So. Awesome.
I'm sorry about that.
It's my pleasure to follow Dale. So.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Nice. Wow.
Good night.
This has been a good segment. And we're not quite done with the segment yet because I'm going to do a cover.
You're going to do a what?
I'm going to do a cover. I'm not even going to read my work. I'm going to read somebody else's work.
Okay. And then we're going to go to our next segment because this is going to be crazy.
Yes. It's a poem by a great poet. Who happens to reside in Michigan. This is Dennis White's work. This is entitled New Day. Another new day. What will it bring? A smile to my face? A song to sing? Or shall I be sad, visited by sorrow, by news of a friend who won't see tomorrow? Whatever my path, whatever joy or grief, I'll look to Jesus in firm belief. knowing assured that he will guide whatever occurs, he's by my side. And that is A New Day by Mr. Dennis White.
Wow.
That was good.
Yeah.
Dennis, well, good work. Man,
strong work, brother.
Strong read as well, sir.
Oh, I don't know. Thank you. Don't know if I did it justice, but that's all right. He's a great writer.
Would you stop being such a humble poet sometimes?
You know, I live for being a humble poet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it the humble part you live for or the poet part you live for? Because humble seems like a weird life goal.
No, I lead a modest life of excess.
Modest life of excess.
Wow.
And lots of energy drinks. And
yes.
Fair enough. Okay. All right,
so that time has come to call in again.
Boy, and we're going to have some submissions probably coming up next segment because it usually slows down a little bit. But we already have people who've been trying to call in. So if you have been trying to call in and you haven't been able to get through, now, well, in just a moment will be the time.
All right.
Now, but once again, Lloyd, if you're listening,
this is going to be when you want to call in.
This is going to be when you want to call.
720-240-9766. That spells out
World Poetry Open Mic, WPOM.
Awesome. Once again, 720-240-9766. Call in now for segment two.
All right, here we go.
Bienvenue, willkommen, welcome. Come on in. Lines are now open if you're calling from outside the country. Country code 1, area code 720, phone number 240-9766 to get a hold of the World Poetry Open Mic crew. That's J. Todd, Michael, and JT.
We here at World Poetry Open Mic want you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help. Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal, or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS and ordering a bottle of wine with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with a wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980. Yes, sir.
Now's the perfect time to call, 720-240-WPOM, that's 720-240-9766, to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
And bone together and alone. This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, Draven, wow.
Draven's a cool guy. He's such a
member of the family.
Such a cool guy. I actually got to hang out with him some yesterday. We went and actually got to catch a movie in between all my crazy appointments. We saw Under the Skin, which is a Scarlett Johansson film, but it's
you didn't see Godzilla? Oh, that's out today.
Well, no, Under the Skin is a crazy. If you like Kubrickian films, if you like Stanley Kubrick, it's definitely kind of along those lines.
Nice.
It's a pretty crazy one, but that's the kind of place guys like Draven hang out. They don't go to normal movie theaters. They got to hang out at the cool art houses,
Mind or whatever.
Yeah, during the day, you know, when you stumble outside having a cup of coffee after the movie, and you got to put your sunglasses because everybody's just now trying to get out of work.
Exactly.
And heading home, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, we just cut a movie in the middle of the day, you working stiffs.
Yes. So, before, you know, we've got another really rocking segment lined up, but before we start the segment, I wanted to take a moment with you guys and remind you of something.
What's that?
Back at our old home, and I'm not going to mention them by name.
Okay.
We were begging and pleading to do a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
It's now 9:20, guys, and we're just starting segment two.
This is awesome.
This is what we needed.
It's true.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's true. I mean, after a while, you just got to, you know, grab the bulls by the horns.
Or, yeah.
Get the scissors out, cut the pants off, get the jaws of life out, free yourself from the wreckage.
Stop. Please stop. Because
I'm getting after dark.
I'm seeing some weird things next to me, and I don't want to keep seeing them.
Right. What people don't know is every time I say something, I actually do it in person.
Really scary.
So there's a bowl here, and now I'm kind of in a compromising position.
Wow.
Okay. So, okay. That is not how I'm.
No, it is not. So who's our first caller? Because I know we have callers.
Everybody here could probably guess what the first caller is. His name is Lloyd. Lloyd, are you there, sir?
Yes. Yes. Hey, guys.
Hey, right. Welcome aboard.
How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
Hey, we're doing well.
We finally got you on the line.
Awesome, man. Hey, first of all, I want to say, hey, I didn't take offense, guys. I know accidents happen. It's been a very bittersweet week for me and very busy. So before I get on with my evening, I have one for you guys that I wrote exclusively this week for. It was actually in relating to all the gun crime and violence that's been going on around my city.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm not going to tell you what it's entitled until the very end. It's kind of, it goes together, but I'm ready.
All right.
All right, sir.
Last night, I took a walk with Death. He waited patiently at the end of my driveway as the sense of astonishment left my visage. There was no fear that accompanied his presence, but in his eyes, I foresaw a somber evening. Slowly, we walked side by side down the broken road as with childhood friends. The silence between us reminded me of the aftermath of a lover's quarrel, how the wounded pride seemed to bind your voice, leaving only sadness and a sense of regret. Every once in a while, he would stop and survey the surrounding area, as if being called out to. In my curiosity, I came to a halt and returned that same sense of patience as he caressed the blade of his scythe with a trembling, loathsome aura about him. He looked at me and sadly smiled, before vanishing with the wind, and the silence that offered me both solitude and benign neglect became my adversary in an instant. As I continued down the road, I was overwhelmed by an impulse to deviate from my usual path. A chilling breeze was the culprit, and I perceived this phenomenon to be a signal from my unknown friend. That night, I listened to my instincts, as every step I continued to take compounded the feelings of paranoia and anxiety. "Turn away," said my heart. The night was unusually calm, and I was determined to reach my destination without incident, as the full moon seemed to cast its celestial gaze before me, illumination that would remain elusive to the untrained eye. I thought of the sad smile I had witnessed upon his face. It seemed as if his plans were altered, and he left my side prematurely. Though silent, his movements spoke clearly. As I neared the highway, I heard what seemed to be a battle of the gods. Morbid repetition tore into the peaceful silence, leaving a sense of betrayal for all to witness as the smell of blood filled the air. I halted as I finally reached the highway, a grim realization caressing my shoulders as he reappeared to me. With a bowed head, he patiently waited for me to cross. In his hand, he held two gemstones. The first, painted an ominous luminescent crimson, shook violently in his hand. In my presence, it seems there was a sense of jealousy and hatred being emitted from the first stone, and my spellbound gaze was broken involuntarily as he slowly pressed the stone against his cloak, suffocating the light within as it disappeared with the subtlety of a stray cinder. I silently watched as he lowered the empty hand and presented yet another gem with the other. This one emitted a soft white warming glow, silently calling to me, feeding from my heart's resolve. I slowly turned my gaze to the eyes of death as once again he began to fade away. I saw a single black tear fall from his face as he finally spoke to me. "It is not my touch that calls them home these days. It is their own. The blind war of the soul survivors."
Wow.
Well done, Lloyd.
Thanks, guys.
That was something. That was an intense piece.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I wanted to dedicate that one to a friend of mine. He grew up with my father, and he lost his life earlier this week.
Ooh.
Gun crime. And, you know, I wrote that poem about 3 days ago, and I wanted to share it exclusively on World Poetry Open Mic. And before I go, I wanted to turn that, you know, the sense of dread, I wanted to turn it around by saying, I don't know who did it, but somebody played the Blue Oyster Cult's version of Godzilla.
That was our half squatch.
They knew tonight was the world premiere of the new Godzilla movie, and I am so, so mad.
Oh, that's all right. You know what? We're going to go there right after we're done here.
Oh, man. I'm going to try to catch it, but my fiance is, she's so mad. We're Godzilla fans like no other.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, you're going to want to check out Radio Angry once we put it out a couple weeks from now, because we're actually doing a whole episode reviewing all Godzilla films, including the new one.
Oh, wow, man. That's going to be a real treat.
Yeah.
Yes, that'll be episode 3 once it's out.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, cool, man. Hey, in closing, I just want to tell you guys it's been a great, another productive week. It's been a great experience coming in and hearing everybody and the exposure that the show's getting. I want to send a shout-out to my friend Corey England and Poetry for Fun on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you have a good evening, man.
Hey, you too, Lloyd.
You
too,
Lloyd. Have a good evening also.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
All right. Bless you guys, too. Good night.
Right,
good
on. Night. Wow. What a way to lead off the second segment.
That's great.
That's because every poet who calls in can just completely throw down.
Yeah.
And Lloyd is one of the incredibly solid ones.
I think I'm just going to throw my tablet on the floor and kick it at this point.
Dude, don't throw electronics. We've been over this.
Yeah, it might not charge.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah.
It might not the Vic after you do that.
Yes.
So but
who do we got next?
Speaking of incredible poets, we have Marcia.
Hello. Online.
Marcia, yeah. Are you
hey,
there?
Marcia, welcome back.
Yes, I'm here.
How are awesome. You?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
Doing very
sounds
well.
Sounds like you're very good, too.
Oh, we are. I'm enjoying tonight.
Yeah, sounds like you're having a wonderful time.
So what do you have for us?
Well, I just heard that wonderful poem by Lloyd, and I think I will do one about death as well, but it's a little bit of a different take.
Okay.
All right.
And it's very short. Is it okay if I do two since it's
yeah.
so short?
Of course.
Okay. All righty. Well, this one is called He Came in the Darkness. He came in... Are you ready? Okay. He came in the darkness, moved through the door, though it be closed. He glided through the rooms until he found the right one. He stood by the child's bed. His heart was heavy. Oh, how I hate this job, he cried to himself. He reached down and touched his hand to the child's hot, flushed face. He felt her soul rise weightlessly toward the heavens. He let go a sigh of relief as he knew the child was no longer suffering. The child's mother sat sleeping in a chair on the other side of the bed, a weary look on her face. He would be back for her later, but not tonight.
Great work.
That was
it was really good.
Very dark.
Oh.
Very, very, very dark. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We're here for all of that, you know, and that's
okay.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so what's the second one you have for us?
The second one is a kind of autobiographical, and okay. It's called Sweeping the Earth.
All right.
And I've got to bring it up on my computer.
Here. No worries. Sure. No worries.
Yeah, just a sec.
I'll do some acapella singing in the meantime if you need me to.
Yes, please.
So we have a button over here that totally stops him on my end so that nobody else can hear this.
Okay, we're ready.
All right.
And, good, good.
This was from when I was a child, probably 9 or 10 years old. It's called Sweeping the Earth.
All right.
When I was a child, I lived in a small, shabby house. Right next to the right side of the house stood a beautiful, huge maple tree. It was a favorite place for family to gather in the summer. Its light green canopy provided wonderful shade, but because of the shade, no grass grew under our maple tree. In an effort to make our humble lounging area more appealing, I used to sweep it with a broom. Only poor people sweep the earth. People with means plant shade grass or construct beautiful patios of concrete or tile. But I swept the earth. We do what we must to survive with some modicum of dignity, and sweeping the earth under our beloved maple tree was a matter of pride. What we had wasn't much, but I could help keep it tidy and neat. So I swept the earth.
Well done, Marcia.
Marcia, great work.
Thank you.
Great work.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And thank you for having this program. It's awesome.
Awesome. We look forward to you calling next week.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great night, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's how the World Poetry Open Mic family works, you know?
That's how the crew rolls.
Yeah. They just throw out amazing poetry, and we sit here and just get blessed with it. It's I'm very... very inadequate about my writing now because everyone is so damn good.
You're having inadequacy issues?
I'm having poetry envy.
Oh, okay. That's now, that's something totally different.
Now, guys, I think we have a new caller.
Okay.
Here. Now, this is Alex. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Welcome aboard.
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks.
All right, so if you could do me a favor, the speaker you're listening to the show on, can you turn it down really quick?
Yep.
All right.
All right. Awesome.
Cool. And what do you have to share with us tonight?
Oh, I have a poem that I wrote a couple months ago. I just got really bored and I just started writing and
perfect.
I came up with a poem called Broken.
Okay.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
A horse on a hill, so silent and still, not a word is spoken, for his spirit will be broken. A horse and a cowboy, best friends as it seems, but only to be found in a child's sweet dreams. For Mustang and man, there is no certainty of plan. It's all going free, and they will certainly not agree. The things that they do to break a horse's soul are horrid and leaving them no longer whole. People tend to say that man and Mustang have a way, that when he dismounts, the horse will not stray. But in a horse's mind, he wants to flee. Nothing seems better than to finally be free. A horse cannot be broken. A horse will have to see the cruelness of man and the ways that we can be. For Mustang and man do not seem to fit. The feel of the bit, the squeak of the leather, and none shall forget the harsh white feather. the whip, the rod, and the coldness of being shod, a heaviness of steel pounded in so hard that it doesn't seem real. The dust and the mud, the sweat and the blood, they all try so hard to prove themselves. But to who? Not the horse, but to only a few. The ones with cold souls, the ones who break the foals. It passes their eyes of the innocent mind that a horse has, but they are not blind. They don't get excuses. It's not like the horse is the one who chooses. A horse on a hill, so silent and still. Not a word is spoken, for his spirit will be broken. A horse and a cowboy, best friends as it seems, but only to be found in a child's sweet dreams.
Nice!
Wow.
Thank you.
Now, Alex, I think that's a really interesting take. Now, I at one point owned a whole bunch of horses, was really involved in that world, and I think it's a really interesting interesting concept that you're talking about there, that it's you know, only in a childhood sweet dreams is the best friend, are they actually best friends? The spirit has actually been broken.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very insightful.
Strong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. And please keep calling back. Yeah, we'd love to hear your work.
We'd like to hear more of your work.
All right. I will.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Alex. Have a great night, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye. Alex from Wisconsin checking into the family. Our family just keeps growing and growing. It's a wonderful thing. It's like poetic fusion. Okay, so that was a bad analogy.
Yeah, let's just let that sit there for a second. Everybody just kind of take that in, and let's move on. And okay, move so on.
Okay.
Our next caller is actually from the Denver, Colorado area.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Excellent. This is Alice, right?
Yeah, this is Alice New Moon.
Alice, how are you? I've been seeing you online a lot.
I know. This is my first time listening in. I apologize.
Oh, no. I'm glad you called our show.
Oh, that's what's up. I was always thinking about you, for real.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about you, too. Your poetry is amazing.
He's always thinking about himself, too, so don't take that too seriously.
Oh, there you go.
That's what we're supposed to do.
There you go. There you go. Does this need to be part of the After Dark section? Is that where we're going? No. Oh, okay.
All right. Calm down. Calm your horses.
All right.
So I'm going to do one that I actually did really post on Facebook. Like, you know, being a poet is amazing because that means you're tapping into yourself and your energy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so this one is called The God in My Yard.
All right.
Okay. It is said I was molded in clay, perfected in man was choice of my creator plan. Gave me male siblings to add to the twist. Would I be crowned empress through just one kiss? Ah, but yes, came that breath of life, the first pillar into this polarity of duality. Equal in all parts as my system breathes to rhythms of solstice technique. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Walking through portals of experience. These portals called yards, cause strength to wisdom came from the sons of God. New moon selling destinies in clubs while my heart said, don't forget to pray as I pray on the next move. The queen matching moves of choice, decisions as the voice of angels guide to protect and herald the return. Exhale, inhale, exhale, The God in my yard fed nations of water to wine, never the swine that makes for a pork roast. Instead, we toast to the creator of all thoughts, actions, as we live to rejoice. The God in my yard brought down swords, wands, pinnacles, and coins in order to gird up one's loins. A wealthy, abundant design, sometimes criminalized in hated eyes, as spies attempt to decipher my cipher as if I ask for critique. And what they found was how I am so very unique. No, not many like me. Thus I move in accordance with the signs as I begin again to manifest what is mine.
Alice, don't quit calling our show. That was great.
Thank you.
Ah, man, you made us wait so long for that great work.
That's what's up.
It's Alice, okay. It was worth it.
Appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah. We love you, Alice. Welcome to our family.
Hey, where I get a t-shirt?
Oh, you can get a t-shirt from our online store if you go to our website.
Or
the
other thing you can do is when in about 3-4 months when we have an event, actually come out to the event and come out, read poetry, hang out with us.
You know what? I look forward. Whatever you guys want me to do, I'm with it. You know, I had to take some time out to heal and, you know, I think this is a great step in nurturing myself and hearing, you know, the world speak and just, you know, being able to absorb each person's energy to know that we are one.
That's right.
We are.
It kind of makes the world seem so much smaller when you realize that we're broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. But we're broadcasting, exactly. But we're broadcasting people from all around the world, and we're using technology from all around the world. It's pretty incredible.
That's right.
It is.
That's right.
And we're so blessed to have your work on our show. Thank you very much for calling. We're going to hear from you next week, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, Alice. Thanks so much.
We're listening in. So thank you.
Beautiful. Alice, man, I've been friends with her on Facebook forever.
Have you?
And this is the first time she calls in. Ah. Oh.
That's so cool. Now,
yes.
We're just going to keep moving because, I mean, this is like one of the longest shows we've had. We still have three more callers in this segment before we go
after dark.
After dark. Before things get kind of nefarious.
That's my weird.
That's going to be on my ear. I'm going to do like the weird. You're going to have nightmares about this.
J. Todd Underhill. He was nefarious.
I was going to say kind of nefarious.
Kind of nefarious.
There you go.
He's a little bit nefarious. Okay.
Slightly.
So. Someone who is an amazing poet, a longtime supporter of the show, someone that I just look forward to his work so much. We have on the line Chris.
Chris, hey, welcome aboard, brother.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear you. What's this about you guys having a late night ad-launcher?
Well, after dark. This segment, we're going to do another segment. We're going to let the people that want the family-oriented show tune out. We're going to give them a little bit of warning. Then we're going to open it up to more adult content, shall we say.
Interesting. When's this going to begin?
Right after this segment.
Yeah, it's
after a few more poets and then a couple more songs.
Then the gloves are off.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that. Right on.
All right, I'll follow back for that one.
Right on.
Oh, good.
Bring it.
So what do you have for us in this segment?
That's PG-13.
Well, I posted a new one today, and it had a lot going for it. Basically, it was having a Friday thought.
All right.
I wandered the pixel world this morning, paused here while looking there, and there, and there too. I had some coffee, listened to, and felt sums. Misgivings and anxieties, was touched by both sunshine and season's chill, breathed air from Singapore and Oz. My paths took me through venues and by the ways. I even wondered of traffic in the towns of Fukushima's prefecture and midday within the city of London. I had the beginnings of a real conversation with a poet that at first didn't realize we were talking. Or perhaps she did realize it, but her inherent nature kept her more thoughtful and near immediate voiceless. After a bit, I wandered on. I thought of permanence and impressions. Yesterdays, and the impact of so many different tomorrows, each felt in their own unique semblance, timeline, and people peculiar slices and shards of existence. I thought about people and family, and the stress of movings and awakenings, all the cumulative changings throughout our normal lives. Our acceptance toward and the depth of rage not expressed and let go. And even surviving daily success, we're just dealing with our own failures to thrive. And then I thought of an uncommon epitaph. We lived with change. We lived with change, words to live by, worlds some died by, times often described by, limits and remember whens. And we lived or didn't, really, lives that existed within unstable frames, uncertain beginnings. Each continuing meant yet another loss to be accepted, another set difference to adjust to, another time to relate to, yet another pause to consider everything, even ends.
Wow. Strong writing, thanks, brother.
Interesting times. Interesting times.
It is. It's a very interesting time that we live in.
Well, how often is it that, you know, 50 years ago you talked with somebody in Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Today I talked with friends in Oz, friends in Japan, friends in Romania, Moldova. You guys there in Colorado. And
you're pretty much talking with the whole world today.
Wow. I mean, it's true. I mean, the thing is, we've been able to track listeners to this show to small... I mean, not kidding. We actually did this once. Track listeners to a small village in India, people listening to this show.
What?
That's it. And it's not just the listening to the shows, but... You know, think about, did you have a microwave? Did you have some bacon popcorn?
Bacon popcorn?
Yeah, man. They actually sell it in the world market.
Nice. Must get some.
It's awesome stuff. But, you know, electronic cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Electronic cigarettes. And then they're talking of all the different health things, and it's going worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and billions of people out here, and they're all touching, and things are yet changing that quickly, so that every year there's another basic generation that hasn't seen the coming of something. I mean, you don't have the phones with the dials. Yeah. In a lot of cases, you don't have home phones. You only got the cell phones.
Hell, kids today don't know what a 3/4-inch floppy is.
What's that?
The floppy disk, you know, that you used to have to stick into the computer, and there were like 3 or 4 of them that you had to do to get a game to load.
You remember what a 286 looks like?
Oh, geez.
Barely.
Battle tank.
Go look at the space shuttle. That's all the space shuttle ran by.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, Chris, thanks so much, man.
Thanks again.
It's been incredible.
Talk to y'all later.
Yes. Talk to y'all later.
Yes. Talk to you later.
Very soon. Wow, people are looking forward to After Dark.
Man. Yeah, well, it's because we get a little frisky.
There we go.
Now, our next caller.
Oh, jeez. It's the World Poetry Open Mic, Poet of the Month for May,
DSD. Good evening.
Yeah, brother. How the hell are you?
I think that was the best intro, actually, that I've heard.
I am breathing in and breathing out. So what is this that you are doing after dark?
Oh, you
have
know.
Have you finally joined us? Joined the Empire.
We have joined
over
the dark side
of the Force.
Exactly. We have.
We're going over to the dark side the next segment.
Yeah, we're gonna
welcome aboard.
I hear you guys have cookies.
Punch and pie.
We may all be going to hell, but we will see all of our friends there.
Exactly.
I'm looking for Mark Twain the moment I get there.
No, I'm sorry, Michael. I checked. Oh. He's not there.
Oh, come on.
Hemingway's
got to be there.
Hemingway's there.
Okay, all right.
The Emperor wanted him, didn't want Mark Twain.
All right. I'd rather box Hemingway than Mark Twain anyway.
I'm putting my money on Hemingway.
Probably, I would too.
Hell, I'm giving 5-1 odds on Hemingway.
Years, I'm putting my money on Hemingway.
I would rather get beat up by Hemingway, by the way.
Oh, what a magnificent show this evening.
Oh, it just keeps getting better and better. Now we've got the World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month on the air.
Well, thank you. The only problem is there have been so many really great people this evening. I've got performance anxiety. And I do have to give one particular shout out to, I mean, there were so many rookies. I think we've set a record for the most rookies in one show.
Except for the first show,
first couple ones, but yes.
Who's trying to play lawyer now?
Yes, me. Hide behind technicalities and all that stuff.
But there's one rookie in particular I have to give a shout out to, because she is a member of Suffering Poetry, our local poetry group up here. Theo, great job earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the World Poetry Open Mic family. Expect to hear you weekly.
We loved your stuff. Right?
We would love it if we heard her weekly. She was great.
I have a feeling you're going to be hearing her in a couple of minutes.
Nice. Nice.
We just opened Pandora's box, huh? Yeah, we just have.
Was that a euphemism for something?
I don't know. But speaking of PG-13, as this show is, leads to movies. And until we begin to get the Mr. G podcast all about movies, there is, for the newcomers, a challenge that I have with young Micheline Aug, where I do a senryu based upon a classic film, and he attempts, usually badly, to guess the film.
I attempt my best, is what I do.
Now, I just want you to know,
yes, sir.
I don't think this is a classic film, but there are some people who have different taste.
Ah, okay. Ishtar, yes.
Wow.
I mean, the only people I know who would think of this as a great film are rather strange little men, but who knows?
Okay.
All right.
Time traveler, magic DeLorean car, save young mom and dad.
Well, that would be Back to the Future, wouldn't it?
Indeed it would. Now, I can't think of anybody who would say that's his favorite film of all time. It would show that they have absolutely no standards and taste.
Well, I was just about to say, that's my favorite film of all time, actually.
But, you know, Steve, I believe you're right. I believe that I have not met anybody who would say that it is their number one favorite film of all time.
What am I, chopped liver?
He's done that a couple of times.
No, I think you're a liar. That's what I think.
It's really my favorite film series.
It is really. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I
remember Jay Todd. I remember. Because I had asked you at one point, and I kept that one in the background just so I could make fun of you.
Ah, I see. I've been played. I've been played like a fiddle.
Yes. That's what happened. And I've been played like an archery target. Thank you very much.
Well, what do you have for us, sir?
Well, but to get to poetry, it's funny. I had picked out what I wanted to read this evening, but there has been a theme running throughout this program.
Yes, there has.
So I changed what I was going to read, and then I realized as I was taking a look at the calendar in the kitchen, tomorrow is Armed Forces Day, so this not only fits the theme, but is appropriate for the weekend.
All right.
An old piece, which I don't believe I've read here. It's called Kindergarten Commandos. Kindergarten Commandos, in the year of 65, we played out our father's youth. when they as heroes strode the earth and vanquished dragons. With plastic Thompsons and pine cone hand grenades, we played our games, striving to be the men they were. In spring, we walked the avenue behind them and scrambled for the casings that fell beneath the wreath they lay before the rifle guard salute. All summer at the beach, we gazed upon the living memories. Mr. Ryan's metal hand, a Salerno souvenir. Uncle Lenny's missing toes left somewhere in the Chosin. The scar on Aaron's leg, a memory of Midway. When we could not play outside, like medieval monks fingering relics, we crept into attics and garages to seek out the objects of our devotion. The faded ribbons and bits of silver and bronze, tokens of great deeds. The flyer's cap with 15 mission flap, the Japanese flag in Sully's garage, the old tin pot of Charlie's dad dented by the seawall at Incheon. As we played that fall, Danny's brother laughed as he smoked and dreamt of cars while listening to Eve of Destruction, little thinking of 3 years hence and a place called Quang Tree and the day the telegram arrived, after which we never played the games again.
Wow.
Holy cow. Well done, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. And
wow.
I know I say it to you guys each week, but that's only because I mean it. Thank you so much for everything you do for all of us.
Oh.
This show not only is a wonderful showcase for all of us, but it's really becoming a family.
It is.
It's people know each other. I was so glad, I think it was Chris said, we were chatting on Facebook. And I know that every Friday, I'll be chatting with Dennis, I'll be chatting with Tate, I'll be chatting with you. The whole family gathers together.
Yes.
And thank you for putting this together for all of us.
Well, thank you for being a part of it, Steve. It really is an honor.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't believe a word you're saying.
You're so full of poop, your eyes are turning brown, you think.
That's like 3 weeks in a row he's used poop.
It's fine, it's safe.
Well, and you know the funny thing about hearing him talk like this and all the phrases he's saying. I was raised by an Irish Catholic mother, and my father was in the Knights of Columbus, and I am very familiar with all of the sayings being said to me. I've grown up with them, so they feel like home.
Yes, but you have a flat spot in the back of your head.
Actually, he does.
Smacking you.
Yes, I do. I have a lack of hair and a very flat spot on the back of the head. It actually makes it quite convenient and easy to lay on my back.
Oh,
I will save that for the next
time. There you go.
That was a setup if I've ever heard one.
There
okay. All right. Hey, Steve, thank you so much again.
Guys, thanks for everything. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. We still have one more caller left in the segment.
And I have a submission to read.
And I have one poem to share. So let's go ahead and go to the caller. He's got a little bit of a longish poem.
Okay. All right. Let's bring him on the air here.
Tommy from New Jersey, are you on the line?
Hi, guys.
Hey, you made it through.
Yep.
Thanks for staying on hold so long.
Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, no problem.
So we hear you have kind of a long poem for us.
Yes, this is my most read piece. It has over 13,000 readers online.
What the?
Wow.
All right.
How do you get that many readers?
By online? Being awesome, that's how you do it.
There you go. I'm not that awesome.
Well, it's called Rise. I wrote this last October when I was just consumed with everything at the time, my life, the world around me, my friends. And this was written during a really big shift in my life from a period of darkness into a period of hope.
Excellent. Okay.
And this poem is dedicated to everyone, just everyone and everything in this wonderful world.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Tommy. Go ahead.
You can hear the voices of our peers being silenced, ignored, shunned, and distorted, staggering out of their bedroom doorways to the street corner to score a dime bag, bright, insightful millennials freezing in search of warmth from something to believe in that will encourage them to look forward to see another day. Where our economy has made financial prudence clear when talking about education, yet price tags of university tuition skyrocket. We refuse. The ones with hope but no money or scholarships tread the streets with the echoes of electro house pulsing in their skulls. Those who strip themselves down and shred their own morals to scraps just to find themselves and to see their own limitations, searching for answers to the unknown, to ascertain what they are, who they are, and why. Timid in school, push along with nothing and no one to put their creative vigor into, the squeakiest wheels that were never even considered to be given a good greasing. Faculties giving them lethargic hellos on the first day of school, then bestowing celebrated goodbyes to them on graduation day, diplomas in hand. Now they are the ones slumped over in a lackadaisical position, contemplating how they can afford an education. They work 8 to 10 at 7:25 an hour Monday to Friday, and weekends staying in as not to blow their earnings. Those who commute to university and balance a job with it, I applaud you. The bewilderment of adulthood, the overabundance of pressure and responsibility. I'm awakened from nightmares of lost opportunities, missed trains, and lost contacts. Step out of bed and splash water onto a severely distressed face and staring into a mirror with a despairing look. Then hopping a bus to Garfield to bring back weight for all the embryonic smokers not yet at the point of make or break, just enough to save up to pave my own way. Gazing at the town on a rooftop chugging down the 12th. No, 15th beer of the night, wondering how all this happened. Wild sensations of kissing an attractive stranger. The rush of touching on things never felt. Tasting pleasures only the lucky have known. The passionate yet desolate yearning for that ever-eluding orgasmic adrenaline. Pounding, pounding, pounding until the culmination of energy has come. Lip-sided to those dizzy, tear-jerking thoughts of suicide, annihilation of one's being, the contradictions of their faith in themselves and the people around them. Unexplainable waves of anxiety crashing onto a shore of a diminutive island of optimism. Striving to look past the panic, the gloominess, and the fury that may or may not be present, but to remain composed and press forward to what awaits them. Coffee keeps them going, cup after cup, late night cramming every bit they can into their caffeine-driven psyches until the undisputable crash and failure. Packs and packs of menthol cigarettes to calm their rattling nerves, but at the same time killing them slowly. Their lives will seem shorter than the time it took to finish one bogey when death is near. Marijuana-induced ventures to run down burger shacks, laughing hysterical on the car ride, eyes heavy with the most ridiculous elastic grin stretching from ear to ear. While inside, millions of thoughts and realizations of consciously simple speculations and troubles become clear and unproblematic, so the joy is mirrored outside in. LSD trips and Petrushka dancing and singing in the rain, making music, making love, playing pretend and creating art, becoming a family while kicking back under the warmth of an illuminated tree in a cool fall night. MDMA streaming through the body. Everything is as it should be. Beautiful. Lovely to touch. Wondrous to stroke. Marvelous to move. To contact, connect, converse, and converge with the dwelling desire to share what you feel with everyone, for it would be selfish and unpleasant to keep it in. Mushrooms. Oh, the emotional overflow. I need not say more, but damn. Then there are over-the-counter candies, Oxycontin, Valium, Adderall, and Xanax, painkillers, antidepressants, ups, downs, sideways, and backwards, selling addiction and dependency legally to kids, making heroin and cocaine and speed easily obtainable to them, changing the names and giving out prescriptions so the parents can feel like they're actually helping their children, but are subconsciously making it easier on themselves because they cannot handle the way their offsprings actually are. Some parents feel it's the only way. I wish it wasn't so. Becoming zombies. Mindless addicts before they even start to mature into puberty. I've seen it firsthand, front row. Oh, the monotonous, mundane rituals and agendas of our lives, school, work, sleep, eat, the sluggish schedules and repetitions of yesterday's conversations and redundancy of itineraries we have plotted months prior. Same people, the constant faces of boredom that groan in apathy and hold the fear of complacency. We talk about how humdrum our lives have become and what we could do to put some color into our world, but don't. We speak of how unfair the system is, but ultimately confuse ourselves and everyone else due to lack of organization and dedication, so nothing has changed. We speak of breathtaking women we want to share sexual fantasies with. We can't even muster up enough courage to send a trivial friend request. Texting away for hours, trying to court those who now occupy our minds and possess our hearts, hoping they may allow us to acquire their attention and affection. Calling them only to receive futile dial tones and know we are being evaded. Weeping on and on for seemingly endless time frames of a dilapidated relationship that was so strained that a minuscule breeze could cause it to collapse, but still cling to every memory as if it was vital, like a vital hieroglyphic depicting our very essence. Brilliant theories blurted out in a drunken stupor. Ingenious hypotheses shrouded in the marijuana smoked out room. Remembrance of friends long gone, the Marines, the Navy, the casualties of drug addiction, the conquerors of their afflictions, the scholars. The insane locked away on the flight deck, never to be seen again. Teenage mothers unsure of themselves, abandoned by their families, for they believe they had brought fictional shame upon the family's name. The fate of the child is unclear, but the mother's everlasting love shines through any obscurities in its way. Dear mother of the newborn winter's moon, may the aura of light protect you and your baby. The father gone without a trace, he will never know his daughter, and it will haunt him forever. Parents bring up their kids with values and morals, the Holy Bible, mantras and meditation, the Holy Quran, the Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads, Islamic anecdotes and Jewish parables. The names all different, the message the same, the stories unalike, and the goals equivalent. Faith, Kabbalah, Scientology and Wicca, Amish and Mormons, all separated paths that intertwine and run off each other, then pool into the plateau of eternal life. But do we have faith in our country, our government? They do not have faith in us. Cameras on every street corner, FBI agents stalking social media, recordings of our personal lives and police brutality. Fourth Amendment, where have you gone? We say farewell to Oresco, the last veteran of the last great war, and revisit Arab Spring. Al-Assad soldiers opening fire on innocent protesters. 115,000 laid dead, Bin Laden dead, Hussein hanged, and Gaddafi receiving every ounce of his comeuppance. War. Terrorism. The fear of being attacked, or as an excuse to secure our nation's investments across the sea. Throwing trillions of dollars to keep the murder machine cranking away. Taxes, pensions, credit scores, insurance, and annuities, all cogs in the convoluted contraption's plight. My dear friend contemplates this every night, lying in bed, fetal position, the anxiety of it, of having to be a part of this. Falling apart on the inside, but on the outside, an Adonis Playboy Casanova wannabe, who worshipped the almighty dollar, gripping it so tightly until it made change, drank until he had his fill, falling face first into the snow, the guy who let on legions of clueless girls, wearing their hearts on their sleeves, not knowing he had a girlfriend the entire time, arranging secret meetings in hidden gardens, streaking into the early morning, driving the Ewing in his yellow Mustang to woo a sadomasochistic girl. The chains and whips do nothing to him. He is already numb by the thrill. Then he comes home, lies in bed until one with no job and having to have people pay for his meals. He knows what he is and what he does is wrong. He recites and regurgitates excuses endlessly. He cries because he knows he is weak. He knows he must fix himself. I sit on the edge of myself with my fingers crossed, hoping maybe, maybe he will set himself straight. My chum who could talk his way out of any confrontation into a woman's panties, multitudes of amorous affairs in back rooms, back seats, front rows of movie theaters, selfish, boastful, and ignorant, yet women fling themselves at him like catapulted boulders over medieval battlefields just to say hello. These girls blind to see what's going on, for their eyes were taken by low self-esteem. I need to be accepted, to feel wanted, even if only for 15 minutes. Poor self-image, daddy issues, anorexic razor blade slicing sirens screaming on and on about counted calories and social status, their uncontrollable mental breakdowns and emotional collapse, their uncles who raped them, their parents who split up and confusing their definition of love and loyalty for the rest of their lives, broken homes, domestic abuse and rage voices sending jolts of fright into the young girls' fragile minds. I send my sorrow to you, lady, to see such beautiful creatures suffer, then be used and thrown away with a condom that was just thrust deep into your loins. Then I see women and men of marvelous stature, romantic in the streets, holding everyone and everything in high regards, finding beauty in anything and everyone, enjoying every second as if rapture was overhead, eating exotic foods from unheard of countries and cultures, bouncing to the sound of whimsical reverb ricochets and scent-stimulating music, huffing inspiration to create something out of thin air, dancing to retired jazz and swing albums as if no time has passed since their conception. Wearing bold colors and patterns, thrifty leather shoes of suede, donning pre-owned blazers because why spend hundreds of dollars on new clothes just to look good but feel uncomfortable with a hole in your pocket, dressing up but dressing down, so class yet urban, I love it. Chinos, peacoats, and flannels, so simple but chic. At night they go to underground dens, sweaty bodies, loud music and freedom. Expressive manifestations, glowing, fueled with MDMA and other substances to further their enjoyment of the dark, glorious occasion. Candy kids sporting colorful bracelets, not watches, for time is of no concern to them. They have all eternity, and they know that. Going to bookstores and coffee shops just to have some peace of mind and a moment of silence to themselves so they can weave the tapestry of imaginative innovation. Writing their own versions of the same story, endless doors of perception. Reading newspapers and taking it with a grain of salt. Watching news on TV and taking it with a handful of salt. Searching for the real story so they can know if the world they all live in is actually safe. She who made her own way, breaking hearts, rolling blunts, and making deals. The flower child of the modern age, left the rainy days in search of radiant sunshine, idealistic. Reality was subjective, purple-dyed hair, multicolored sweater with sandals on her feet. A 10-inch bowl with buds from California packed in tightly, coming from Dumont to Bergenfield, then on to Philly to Mount Vernon, off to Astoria and the Heights, and now Sweden, laying in the grassy plain below the mountains. Good for you, my friend, whom I have loved. May fortunes of unsullied joy come to you in all you meet. Since you've left, I've encountered drunken, burly firemen just trying to have a good time, pounding down past Blue Ribbon as if it was water, as if it was good-tasting beer, the heroes nonetheless. EMTs, young 18-year-old high school graduates saving lives, reviving people who are a mere inch close to death. Sporting stars, getting scholarships thanks to their superior skills and strength. Striking beauty school students who are into making people of this world a little bit more beautiful on the outside. All these people, successful, doing things, departing to their desired destinations. I see inside them they carry baggage, loneliness and insecurities. I can feel their guilt slowing them down. All have their loads, but it's the way they carry them that shows who they really are. And to me, they're all gems. Not far in Patterson, I watch the junkies limping across busy, winding streets, pursuing a severely needed fix. Diesel, they shout beneath the flickering streetlights, asking for spare change and if bold enough ride in some shady, sketchy place. I give them a dollar and politely decline. They'll die without it. Vomiting up bile and blood, twitches and shivers are all you feel when it's not in you. They cannot stop. They need help. Why not help them instead of assisting those who are homosexual, cleansing them so they can be granted entry to the kingdom of God, looking down on people who have found love and understanding and a deep attraction to others who just so happen to share like genitals. Narrow-minded uproars about the spread of AIDS, nonsense, the puritanical onslaught of those who are nothing more than the rest of us. Love. Gay, homo, faggot, queer. How about kind, funny, genuine human being? The right to be married and divorced should be an option for everyone to enjoy. The strains and hardships of matrimony are yours if you want them. If you don't agree, then don't hate or harm. Just allow them to be peacefully. Same goes for anything for that matter. Jehovah's going door to door. Mormons from Burbank. New ideas are never a bad thing. They're not a waste of time. On average, you have about 80 years to mull over your options. Some people don't live long enough to do so. Cancer is rampant, blood diseases, sexual diseases, natural disasters coming right out of left field and blindsiding the innocent bystanders of both hemispheres. Schizophrenia, Asperger's, ADD, ADHD. Some lose their golden memories of many valuable years walking down Alzheimer's Lane, not being able to remember whatever transpired only a few moments ago, but revisiting golden nuggets from 50-some-odd years ago with ease. Some go through like delusional or bipolar. Some can't even sleep at night but still carry on. And if assistance is needed, it is our job as a race to help our brothers and sisters. No one deserves to be excluded from the gala of life or be denied by society and pumped with brightly colored pills from doctors promising a cure but prescribing a crutch. Finding solace and sincerity. The serendipity of it all hasn't uncovered anything, and that's what keeps me going. Radiate boundless love towards the entire world above, below, and across, unhindered, without ill will, without enmity. Oh, Buddha, the truth as it ever was. Who is he who keeps these thoughts from the conscious minds of the population? Who is it that distracts us from the humbling beauty and overwhelming devastation of this place of existence we're in? It is they who do under-the-table parlor tricks behind our backs, those who broadcast mind-numbing so-called reality TV shows without an underlying value or meaning, those who produce music proclaiming extravagance to be the end-all, be-all, gluttonous goal we should all aim to achieve, all those who turn noble causes into money-making scams and defile pure ideas, and of course those who give false promises of easily obtained bright futures, those who don't care, and those who steal, kill, curse, bad enough, lie, but still manage to get elected into positions or more or less decide our fates, monsters, demons, banshees howling in inconsequential worries and leaving us deaf to hear the real issues, the heartless, selfish people who take the thoughtless decisions without thinking of the consequences, mystery men raping innocent homewalkers and killing them, leaving them to live their lives in pain and shame. We can make our own trouble. We can also undo them or stop ourselves from making the trouble. No one has the right to put hardships upon anyone, and for that I will fight. Who are the ones to look for when guidance and facts are needed? Look to the poor, the unfortunate, poverty-stricken, open-eyed, weary ones. They'll tell you how it looks from the bottom of the hill, unpredictable, uncertain, unfair. Ask the young, savvy college students. They'll tell you how it is when climbing up the hill, joyous, miraculous realizations illuminating the visions of the mind. Growing fields of love and dreams, weeding out the falsehoods. Ask the children, so innocent and naive, giving simple yet meaningful perspective. Same as the geriatric wise ones whose time wears thin. They both have intrinsic values and wants. Talk to the lustful lovers. They can tell you how in one moment a tangent can be created in one foul swoop. Or the leather whip-wielding, dominant, submissive practitioners of pain. They'll show you the exquisiteness of pain and bondage, domination and twisted alternative pleasures. The 9-to-5ers commuting as if their lives depend on it, and it does. They'll tell you how every precious minute of every day really is. The drug dealers, the drunks, and outlandish perspectives they have. Yes, they have merit all their own. The mentally unstable, chemically unbalanced children of the sun. The soldiers, parents of struggle. Or go to the metaphysical. God, Ganesh, Vishnu, Shiva, Gandhi, and even the Dalai Lama himself. Ancient prophecy shed light on the darkest days. Travelers have been many places, come across many persons, and seen many things. Interview a man from Munich, see what he has to say. Confront a delinquent or deviant, they have voices too. We all come together in this wild, weird universe where everything is relative, where everything happens for a reason but without a single motive. A place where explanation and ambiguity go hand in hand to achieve balance and understanding, with self-awareness and confidence and control of emotion and thought. Endless unconditional love and the notion to stand up for oneself must be acquired. Equality and tranquility flowing effervescently across the cosmos. No separation or bigotry, no thought of color, race, creed, or background. With all our senses heightened to see the truth in this world, smell the sweet aroma of familiar places, to feel the cool wind on a warm day, to taste the sweet and sour flavors that make up that day, and to hear all the wondrous sounds around us, music, laughter, crying, honesty, lies, and to distinguish between them without having to look. The ability to articulate all you've seen and heard, everything you've tasted and smelled and touched, the emotions felt, the thoughts you've gone over and over time after time, and the eradication of grief and suffering, heartbreak, loss, and demolishing surprise, all the memories and people you've met there, the places you've traveled to, the relationships built and destroyed, and the lessons learned and forgotten, or maybe the ones you haven't grasped just yet, they are you, they are us. All the same yet different, to create a mixture of assorted frequencies and combinations of destinies and the trails that take us there to let us dance to the beat that comes from the hearts of our souls. So rise, my friends. Rise. Rise.
Wow. Brother, that was amazing.
Thank you.
I hate to cut things short. We're on extra time from our broadcaster. We're going to have to switch basically servers. So if we get cut off, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to end the call quickly. But thank you for calling in and calling next week, okay?
Tommy, you rock, man. And we've got this on record. This will be on a download. You'll be able to hear your reading and everything in a little while after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. That was great.
Awesome. All right, so real quick, if you lose us, we're just switching broadcasters. Yeah. You're going to have to log back in.
You actually do just want to – you're going to want to relaunch the player because it's a different kind of event we have to set up. And give us about a minute. It's going to be about a minute lag or so, or might not even be that. And then we're going to do the
– then we're going to lube it up
dark.
For
– whoa. Okay, dark. Calm down, man. Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're not even going to talk like that during the actual After
See?
Dark segment.
What? Wait a minute. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Thank you guys for tuning into World Poetry Open Mic.
This has been the end of the proper broadcast, and the next part will be World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
If you're easily offended, tune out now.